You want to know how many times I've wanted to resign at Saddleback Church? Just every Monday morning. I'm going, God, surely somebody could have done a better job yesterday. Somebody, this thing's too big for any one person. God, all these complaints. God says, just keep on keeping on. I may not be real bright sometimes, but I tell you what, I don't know how to quit. I don't know how to give up. God works in your life according to your faith.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we bring our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life to a close. Stay with us as Pastor Rick Warren wraps up his look at how to improve our health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. But first, if you're looking for the right combination of daily inspiration and encouragement to finally achieve the healthy lifestyle you've longed for, you need the new Daniel Plan 365-day devotional. It's a great way to start your busy day, and you can find out all about it by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Awesome Power of Faith.
It is not by accident that the most blessed people, the most blessed businesses, the most blessed ministries are also the most criticized. What's the most blessed retail store in the world? Walmart. What's the most criticized? Walmart. What's the biggest and most blessed fast food chain? McDonald's. What's the most criticized? McDonald's. If you're going to call the shots, you take the shots. And if you're going to be a pioneer, you're going to get arrows in the back. And the moment you hang out your shingle, somebody's going to start throwing stones at it. And the more God blesses you, the bigger a target you become. So you will be criticized, unjustly. Well, what should your response be to that? Well, look up here on the screen. 2 Corinthians 6:8 says, we serve God whether people honor us or despise us, whether they slander us or they praise us. He says, you know what? We don't really pay attention to either. As you're running the race of life, over in the stands, there are people giving cheers and there are people giving jeers. As I said, they're giving criticism or they're giving compliments. What do? You don't listen really to either. Don't pay much attention. You keep your eye on the goal and you keep moving forward because God says, don't worry about that, but you will be criticized. My dad used to tell me, he said, Rick, the hounds keep barking at the moon, but it still keeps shining. And all the barking in the world isn't going to stop the moon from shining. So this year, there are going to be some dogs that bark at you, criticize you, tell you how you're doing things wrong. And let me tell you something. If you start going after your dream, there will be people in your life who don't like it because it upsets the apple cart. All of a sudden, you're doing something with your life and they aren't, and it makes them feel a little bad. Well, I'm sorry. You cannot live your life for the opinions of other people. So you'll be criticized. If you get a big dream from God, it will be so big you're bound to fail unless God bails you out, and you will have problems that are so big they will be solvable only by prayer. And you'll have to be on your knees in dependence. Because it'll be so, if you can accomplish it on your own, it's not a dream from God. And so you're going to have big problems that you'll have to be in prayer for and trust God for. And if you get a big dream and you go after it and you start taking risks and expect God to bless you, you're still going to make dumb mistakes. I mean, you may be right in the center of God's will, but you're a human being. And you're still going to do foolish stuff. And that's humbling. I mean, humility is not denying your strengths. It's being honest about your weaknesses. I mean, you have some great strengths. You also have some great weaknesses. We're all a bundle of them. And humility is not denying your strengths. It's not saying, oh, no, I'm not good at that. I'm no good. That's actually false humility. That's actually pride. I'm not good at that. Oh, no. That's pride that's showing there, not humility. Pride is saying, yeah, I'm really good at this, but you know what? I'm also not so good at that, because nobody's good at everything, right? Nobody's good at everything. I have some really great strengths. I also have some really great weaknesses. Just ask my family. Or most of you know them, do. And you say, bad fashion sense and stuff like that. And so, you just put up with each other and you take the good and the bad together. Another thing that'll happen is other people will take credit for your work. If you get a big dream, other people claim the credit for it. You know, God can do great things through the person who doesn't care who gets the credit. So you just keep moving on. So as I said, it's very easy for God to humble you. It's much, much harder for God to get you to believe bigger than you've ever believed before. Hebrews 11:1 says God wants us to expect things from him. He says faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. We just come to God and we say, okay, God, you just take over. Here's the dream. Here's my life. Here's my reputation. You call the shots, and I'm going to trust you from here on out. I don't know if you've ever said that to Jesus Christ. You take the wheel, Lord. You call the shots. You be the CEO of my life. You become the chairman of the board. I'm putting on the sign that says I'm under new management. You're in charge. I'm not. I saw a sign the other day, a bumper sticker on a car. It said, God is my co-pilot. He's not your co-pilot. He's either driving or he's not in the car. God doesn't sit in your life and go along with the ride while you're driving. He's either in control or he's not in your car. He's either the captain of the ship, he's the pilot of the plane, or he's not there. Have you ever said to him, Jesus, you take the wheel of my life? Let me tell you what, you do that, you're in for the ride of your life. In fact, you're not living until you've done that.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? Many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat, but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling truly full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get the 365-day Daniel Plan devotional when you give a gift to support Daily Hope. So don't wait. Call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Have you ever said to him, Jesus, you take the wheel of my life? Let me tell you what, you do that, you're in for the ride of your life. In fact, you're not living until you've done that. You're just existing. You weren't made to go through life on your own power, on your own energy, on your little teeny tiny battery of energy that runs out and keeps you tired all the time. You were meant to be plugged in to nuclear power, God's power in your life. And so what you do is you get God's dream, and then you go, okay, God, you put this dream in my heart. I've always wanted to do this, and I think this is what you want me to do. So I'm going to go after it, and I'm going to go after it in faith. And I'm even going to take some risks, and I'm going to be willing to risk failure. And like those guys, even if it doesn't work out, I know that you're going to be pleased just because I went after the dream you put in my heart. And I'm going to keep on going at that. And that brings us to the last point. Faith is never giving up. It's never giving up. When Jesus is at the wheel of your life, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about rocking the boat when he's in it. Now, this is so important. Faith is never giving up, that we're going to spend all of next week on this point. We're going to look at this. How do you keep on keeping on when every bone in your body says, I want to quit. I want to let go. We're going to look at the awesome power of fortitude, endurance. Faith is persistent. It's diligent. It keeps on keeping on. The Bible says this: be brave, be strong, don't give up. God brought some of you here just to hear this one. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Do you know what our nation needs? Men of character. Women of character. What we need, people of compassion and consistency and character and competence. And God says, I'm looking for people to use. And they don't give up when the slightest little problem comes along, but they just keep on keeping on. You see, great people are just ordinary people with an extraordinary amount of determination. Great people are just ordinary people who don't quit. We have become a nation of quitters. Where at the first thing we go, I don't want to do what's consistent. I want to do what's convenient. I want to do what's comfortable. I want to do what's popular. I don't want to just keep on keeping on doing the right thing. I want to do the easy thing. And as I've said many times, when you're coasting, you're always heading downhill. Great people never give up. You know, the secret of success is just outlast your critics. They're all going to die anyway. So don't worry about it. Psalm 118:109 says this: my life hangs in the balance. Some of you feel like that right now. My life hangs in the balance. But I will not give up obedience to your word. What's he saying there? Never doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light. Some of you right now, you feel like your life is in the balance. You go, you know, my finances are in the toilet. My job, I'm hanging on by a thin thread. My marriage is about to come apart. My relationship with my boyfriend or my girlfriend, it's just not working out. I'm having conflict with my parents, with my kids. I'm dealing with illness after illness and all these other things. And you go, my life is hanging in the balance. Well, the person of faith says, but I will not give up obedience to your word. Most of you know that I had my midlife crisis at age 26. And back in 1981, you know, if you're going to have a midlife crisis, if you're going to have losses, it's good to have them in preseason. You don't want to have them in October during the World Series. You know, if you're going to lose some games, it's good to kind of lose them early on. You can get some lessons out of that. It's much more strategic. So I decided to have my midlife crisis at 26 and get it over with. And that entire year, I went through a year of depression. And my goal wasn't, oh, God, build a great church. My goal was, God, will you get me through Sunday? And I was like, wherever I walked, there was this dark cloud over my head for an entire year. I really wanted to give up. But I didn't. Every hour I would think, should I really be doing this? Shouldn't somebody else be leading Saddleback Church? Am I really called to be the pastor of this church? Does God really even want this church? And I was so filled with doubts and fears and questions. And those doubts and fears were causing me to say, just stop, go do something else. Don't build this church. And it was an entire year of depression. And I remember I went out to, took my family out to the desert, to Phoenix. And I took Kay to her parents and the kids to the parents. And then I went on out in the desert and just spent some time alone with God. And out there I said, God, there's a couple things that I've got doubts in my mind. Number one, I don't think I'm good enough for this job. Okay, I'm not the man of God I ought to be. I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough for this job. And I said, number two, I can't handle it. It's growing so fast. The church had grown from just my wife and I at the end of the first year to 150 people. And I thought, shoot, at that rate, in a few years, we might have several thousand people. Little did I know. Last Sunday, we had 29,000 people in church. 29,000. And so I was haunted by these fears. I'm not good enough, and I can't handle it. And when I was out in the desert, God said three things to me. He said, you're right, Rick. Number one, you're not good enough. But you never will be good enough. And I don't do things in your life because of your goodness. I do it because of my grace. And you need to just accept the fact that all of us are a trophy of God's grace. I don't deserve to be saved and on my way to heaven, much less lead you folks. I don't deserve any of the blessings in my life. I never have. It's just a free gift. It's a grace. So stop trying to be a perfectionist. Relax and just accept God's gift. And the next thing he said is, whose church is it? And I said, well, it's your church, Lord. He said, then let me lead it. And he said, I tell you what, Rick, you focus on building people and I'll build the church. Jesus said, I will build my church. And I said, you got a deal, God. And that's where we came up with the idea of the purpose-driven strategy, the paradigm of helping people grow through membership, maturity, ministry, mission, and magnification, to know God and to grow in God and to serve God and to share God and to worship God. And so for 26 years now, we have focused not on building this church. We don't focus on that. We focus on building people. And that's why we went 15 years without a building. We were more interested in building people than building a building. And I look back and I go, okay. And now out of those two facts, that ultimately it's all by grace and ultimately it's God's responsibility, out of that came the solid conviction in my life that I am God's man for this church at this point in time. And nothing can shake that from my life. That conviction is burned into my heart. I am God's man for this church at this point in time. And no criticism, no compliment, no illness, no distraction, no disturbance, no problem, no difficulty, no delay can shake that conviction in my heart. And you need to get that kind of conviction about God's dream for your life. You need to be able to say, I know that this is what God wants me to do with my life. And you move forward with conviction. How? By starting on these steps. The Bible says this, even if good people fall seven times, they will get back up. I like this verse because it says even good people stumble. Not just bad people, good people fall. We all make mistakes on a daily basis. The difference between righteous and unrighteous is the good people get back up. It's not a sin to fall. It's a sin to be a victim and wimp out about it and say, well, I'll just stay down here. Something goes wrong in your life, you give up. Say, you know, I tried a small group. And my small group, those people in that group, they were weirdos. And we just didn't get along and I had nothing in common with them. So I'm giving up on small groups. Oh, come on. That's like saying, I had a bad meal, so I'm going to give up on food. No. You just make up for it. Find another restaurant. You find a bad doctor, you get a different one. You don't like a TV show, you turn the channels. You don't like your small group, get in a good one. But you still need it. You don't just quit and give up on it. So you keep on keeping on. It says if they fall, they just get back up. Failure is never final. And you are never a failure till you quit. And it is always too soon to quit. You see, you don't determine a person's greatness by their talent or their wealth or their education. You determine a person's greatness by what it takes to discourage them. So what does it take to discourage you from going after your dream? One word of, well, I don't think that's a good idea, from a friend or a relative or a family member. The Bible says this in Galatians 6:9. Let us not get tired of doing good, doing what is right. For after a while, notice there's a time delay there, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. You want to know how many times I've wanted to resign at Saddleback Church? Just every Monday morning. I'm going, God, surely somebody could have done a better job yesterday. Somebody, this thing's too big for any one person. God, all these complaints. God says, you know, just keep on keeping on. I may not be real bright sometimes, but I tell you what, I don't know how to quit. I don't know how to give up. You see, what I'm saying is this. God works in your life according to your faith. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The Bible says according to your faith, it will be done unto you. So what are you doing in faith? You need to ask yourself every day when you get up, God, what can I do today that will require faith? What can I do today that will require faith? That's an important question. What can I do today that will require faith? Because that's what's going to please God. Now, there are a lot of things in your life you don't have control over. Let me wrap it up with this. You didn't control who your parents were, when you were born, where you were born, what your race, nationality, background is. You didn't control your natural gifts and talents. You didn't decide how you look. There are a lot of things you don't have control over. But the most important thing you have 100% control over, and it's this: how much you choose to believe God. God uses people who expect Him to act, who never give up, who take risks in faith, who get His dream and go after. That's the kind of person God uses. And that's your choice. God is building a great church here in the Saddleback Valley. Saddleback Church is a world-class church. Why? Because we're better than other people? No. Because we know more? Nope. Because we're better looking? Yep. Because we're more talented? No. Why? Because God looked down and He found a group of people who were willing to believe Him for just a little bit more, year after year after year, and say, hey, let's just take on the world's problems in the thing called the peace plan. And year after year, in all these years, He found a group of people who chose to believe Him for a little bit more than other people have chosen to believe Him for. And that's our choice. Anybody else could have done it, but it's our choice. We've chosen to believe God for just a little bit more. And as a result, He is pouring out His blessings. Now, how do you grow in faith? You ask God, help me grow. Help me with my unbelief. And you start reading this word. You get into the Bible. Look at this last verse. Man came to Jesus and his child was sick. And the father of the child cried out with tears. He said, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. When he brought the child to Jesus, Jesus said, do you believe I can heal her? And he said, Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief. God says, Jesus says, that's good enough. And He heals the child. You need to say that to Him right now. Let's bow our heads. Say, God, I want to believe. Help me with my doubts. Just say that. God, I want to believe. Help me with my doubts. And in your mind, I want you to pray this prayer. Dear God, give me the dream you have for my life. Burn it into my heart, what you want me to do. I want your dream. And help me, Lord, to be willing to risk failure in going after that dream. And help me to expect you to use me and to bless me. I want to trust in you and I want to grow in faith in your name. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? Many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Well, instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling of truly being full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. You know, today is the last day to get the 365-day Daniel Plan devotional when you give a gift to support Daily Hope. So don't wait. Call 1-800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ came to earth so that our past can be forgiven, so we can have a purpose for living, and so we can have a home in heaven. What a great gift that is. We're grateful for that gift, and we're grateful for all of the gifts that God does in our lives. Thanks for joining us today on Daily Hope. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.